This week, Winnebago County Board Chairman Frank Haney and a group of voters sued county board members in federal court. They argue the board systematically stripped Haney of executive powers since he took office in 2016. It's the latest in a string of complaints lodged within county leadership.
We've completely distracted, distorted, and perverted the way we do business. You know, nobody really feels good.
He's not alone in his concerns. Mike Shablaski is the former executive director of Transform Rockford, a group dedicated to harnessing economic opportunities for the region. He now sits on the editorial board for the Rockford Register Star.
You know, in the case, specific case of Winnebago County, you know, there's a concern broadly in the community about the results. Is there a focus on the successful operations of the county?
He's deeply troubled by the current climate heading into budget negotiations.
Things like safety and justice and health and economic development and roads. Or is it more in the area of personal agendas, or what is the business of the county?
There are also concerns about the ability to get information from county leaders. State's Attorney Marilyn Height Ross is accused of muzzling discussion on how money is spent, specifically from the public safety tax. She came under fire for a policy requiring reporters fill out a request form to secure interviews with her office. It requires reporters stick to pre-cleared questions. Josh Morgan is the station manager at WREX-TV. He's also the president of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association.
And we believe that we have the right to ask those questions without being pre-interviewed ourselves.
Full disclosure, WNIJ did fill out the form to secure an interview with the state's attorney's office related to another topic. But at the end of the interview, the reporter asked how she feels about concerns about her office and transparency.
You can only respond to what's reported, and I don't think that the hard work and the collaboration has been reported.
Morgan says his station routinely covers what would be considered positive community news. But he says it's also a reporter's role to get specific answers to how county money is spent.
We're not here to serve the state's attorney. We're here to serve our viewers and the public and give them information that helps them to inform the electorate, right?
You don't want to see government that is convulsed, consumed with infighting.
Mark Baldwin is executive editor of the Rockford Register Star.
One of the lessons of this whole last 2.5 years is that not enough people pay attention to what goes on in county government, or city government for that matter. People need to get out, they need to vote, they need to take this stuff seriously. You know, the federal government doesn't have anything to do with picking up the dead animal in the middle of your street or making sure that the crumbling roadway is repaired. It's the local government does that.
Meanwhile, Shablaski says time is running out to hit reset.
I want to know about the budget. Where are the tax dollars going? What's the pace of justice? How are things, conditions in the jail, and so on? When that information flows, we can make better decisions to support and to vote.
He says that will require a climate of vulnerability and respect among leaders.
A transformation that occurs in every conversation, every meeting, and every memo and email and so on.
The latest lawsuit may not be what Shablaski has in mind, but Chairman Haney forecasts it might get worse before it gets better.
Is this pleasant? No, it's absolutely brutal and nasty. And someday I might share the craziest 10 stories I've seen, and it's absolutely ridiculous. But at the same time, I think there's some really good things that are possible coming out of this. Maybe a better structure overall. Maybe the community is a little more, revitalized and engaged and saying, not again, and we're going to be more aggressive in recruiting candidates. We're going to be more aggressive in following policy development. We're going to be more insistent that our will as voters is respected.
Don Craven is a lawyer based in Springfield with a concentration in media and government law. He says what happens in Winnebago County matters elsewhere.
These things tend to travel. These things tend to expand. People, other public officials in other counties see what's going on in Winnebago, and they think that it becomes normal. It becomes acceptable.
And he says what's going on in Winnebago County is not exactly what Lincoln had in mind when he was talking about government of the people, by the people, and for the people. I'm Jenna Dooley.